You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. A scented botanical garden in Dorset is offering a sweet deal for visitors with sight loss as they partner up with sight loss charity RNIB. Now, this coming Tuesday, 31st of May, they will hold a very special fundraising day. And to find out a little bit more about the day and what we can expect, I'm joined now by Julia Bridger, director at Kinston Mill. Julia, it is lovely having you on the show today.
It's lovely to be here. Thank you for inviting me.
No, not at all. So, of course, you have this very special day coming up. But before we go into all those wonderful activities, would you mind telling us a little bit about your garden? Because it's a very special one.
Our garden is all about aromatic and scented plants related to perfumery. We actually grow our own ingredients for our own perfumes here. And we also open the gardens to the public, and we have a botanic garden, which is all lovely plants that are, as I say, are connected to perfume and smell good, as well as good looking good, is hopefully as well.
Oh, that sounds lovely. I feel like I can already get a bit of a sense for how it all looks. So let's talk about the day, because you have quite a few activities planned for this coming Tuesday.
Yes, indeed. Well, our gardens, they stretch over 50 acres, in fact, but the formal gardens, which is where most of the plants are, is where we will be doing free garden tours. We are raising funds, obviously, for the RNIB. All garden entry proceeds will go to RNIB. And anyone who's sight impaired or has sight loss will have free entry anyway, and their carers. We are doing the free garden tours, one in the morning and one in the afternoon at 11:15 and at 2 p.m. And it is on a first come, first served basis, but hopefully we'll manage to take everyone around. And we will also be having a talk, because coinciding with the opening of the gardens, we have an exhibition by a lady called Jan Dagley, and she does paintings and ceramics all about scent and synesthesia. So her paintings and ceramics relate to our specific perfumes and the different senses that are involved in creating a pot or a painting, and comparing that or connecting that to the smells. So I will be talking to her at 2:30 in the afternoon, and anyone is welcome to join and ask questions and get involved in the conversation.
Oh, that sounds really interesting. And if I remember correctly, I had a bit of a peruse of what we can expect on the day. There's quite a few accessible elements to that exhibition as well, because I think there's some braille, there's some poetry. It all sounds really exciting.
Yes, Jan, as well as doing her ceramics and paintings, also does haiku poems. And some of these have been translated into Braille, and they are again related to the perfumes. So it's very exciting, and we're really looking forward to opening the exhibition.
So I would love to find out why did Kinston Mill decide to partner up with RNIB? Because it's I think a new partnership, isn't it?
Absolutely, it is. Well, it's something that's been in the back of our mind for a long time, ever since we started the gardens, which was back in 2017. But also Jan was very keen to get involved, because obviously her exhibition is very much around touching and feeling and the other senses. In fact, she has a ceramic vessel that she's created that will be, she's doing a draw, so people can purchase tickets, and the lucky winner will receive this vessel at the end of the exhibition, which will be at the end of June. She is also raising money for yourselves. So it was really nice to do that connection. And yes, we want to encourage everyone to enjoy the scents and the aromas of both flowers and of perfumes and oils that we create here. And it seemed just a perfect opportunity to do so.
And the wonderful thing about everything that we get to experience when we visit the gardens, it's so multi-sensory, as you said, and it just makes it to such an accessible experience.
Absolutely. We encourage people to touch leaves, sniff the flowers, rub leaves, and generally get involved with scent. We also run a lot of workshops that are related to scent and perfume. And in fact, we are giving a discount to those that are sight impaired and their carers for one particular workshop, which is called Discovering Scent and Wellness.
Oh, that sounds lovely. And another thing as well, you will continue this partnership throughout the year. So even if someone can't quite make it this Tuesday, they can come on a different day and you would still have that free admission for anyone living with sight loss.
Absolutely. We are open every day of the week from 10 till 5, and we also have a bistro if anyone wants to enjoy some lunch or a cup of coffee. And those with sight loss and their carers do have free entry to the gardens.
That's fantastic. So let's talk details. Where is Kingston Mill and how can we find out a little bit more about it?
Okay, so Kingston Mill is in the Tarrant Valley, just outside Blandford Forum in Dorset, and it's quite accessible from both Poole, Bournemouth, Salisbury, so quite a lot of different towns. There is a website, kingstonmill.com, and you can find that by just Googling. And also, we are on Instagram and Facebook.
Oh, brilliant. Now, I have just one last question for you, Julia, which is what is your favorite part of the whole garden?
Oh, that's a very tricky question. I think probably the floral garden, which at the moment is looking gorgeous because we've just got the roses coming out, the irises are still out, and all our roses are scented, and the peonies are coming. So there's lots to see, lots of colour, but also lots to smell. It's a particularly nice garden. But we have, as I say, we've got 50 acres. And if you wanted to wander further afield, we've got a beautiful water meadow and an orchard and so on.
Oh, you really painted a picture there, Julia. It's been lovely speaking with you today on R&AB Connect Radio, and I hope everything goes swimmingly on Tuesday.
Lovely. Well, thank you very much.